especially live this half hour, because we are joined in the studio by the folks from School of Rock Chapel Hill for another round of studio sessions with School of Rock on 97.9 The Hill. It's a monthly feature during Live and Local with live performance from students from the School of Rock Chapel Hill. We've got five students here with us today. Together, they are the Best of Nirvana Pod. They call themselves Wear a Freakin' Mask for very good reasons. We've got Victor Thorne, Braden Spacek, Connor Sutherland, Spencer Howard, and Kat Adams here in the studio. Also, David Joseph, the owner and general manager of School of Rock Chapel Hill. He'll be joining us on the mic in a couple of minutes, but I'm going to turn it over to y'all. We're going to hear acoustic Nirvana today, inspired by the Unplugged album. Take it away. What are we going to hear first?
About a Girl.
All right, go for it. Awesome. You're listening to Wear a Freakin' Mask, the Best of Nirvana Pod. We're going to have more from them as studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill continues right after this. Three more songs from them coming up in the next 20 minutes on 97.9 The Hill. 6:11, your time right now. Back with more after this. 6:12, your time. Aaron Keck here with you live in 97.9 The Hill Studios. We are live and local, and it's another round of studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill, monthly feature with students from the School of Rock Chapel Hill. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Five guests in the studio today: Kat, Spencer, Connor, Braden, and Victor. Together, they are the Best of Nirvana Pod. They call themselves Wear a Freakin' Mask. They're playing acoustic, unplugged in Nirvana today, and that first song was incredible. Thank you so much. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. And I say that sincerely because, like, I grew up with Nirvana. So when the Unplugged album came out, like, I and all my friends were, like, all about that. So I have heard About a Girl, like, 1,000 times, and that was just a fantastic version. So how did you all come together? Like, what was it about Nirvana that that inspired you to do this?
Well, everyone loves Nirvana, so
It was. Yeah, it's kind of hard not to, right?
Yeah.
So what were you? So how have you, like, how has your thinking about Nirvana changed, like, in the time that you've been, like, actually diving into these songs?
It's a lot harder than people may say. It's, you know, once you really dive into it, it's very interesting music.
Mm. I've discovered a lot more of their songs that I didn't know.
Yeah, like what?
Like,
it's a good thing about the Unplugged album is that they really didn't do any of their hits.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to think. A lot of their songs, they really don't have a key when you're playing them.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, the solo might be in a completely different key than, like, the chorus and verse.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So your name is Wear a Freakin' Mask.
Yes.
So for the obvious reason, but how did you come up with the name?
That was me.
All right, Victor.
This group, with the exception of me, is kind of more on the quiet side, and I had that idea, and people liked it, so that's kind of how that happened.
The first person who comes up with a good name is usually the person who comes up with the name, right?
Yeah.
Do you have favorite Nirvana songs? Have they changed, like, since you've gotten more into it?
One of my favorite songs is Breed. I think Nevermind.
From Nevermind, yeah.
Nevermind.
Yeah. Others?
I really like In Bloom.
Okay.
I've really come to appreciate Penny Royalty.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I love that one.
I love the Unplugged version of that one. I like that one better than the album version.
I like a lot of them, but aside from, you know, obviously Smells Like Teen Spirit, because that's a bop. I like Lithium and Something in the Way a lot.
Yeah, those are good ones. Spencer?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the obvious one here. I think Smells Like Teen Spirit is the best.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong with Smells Like Teen Spirit. Like, there's a reason it's the best, right? So we're with the School of Rock Chapel Hill for this half hour, talking about Nirvana. We got the Best of Nirvana pod here, focusing on the Unplugged album. So what are we going to hear next? What's coming up?
This song is called Polly.
All right. And FYI, we do have parents listening, and I'm just fascinated about the choice of this song. But go for it.
I mean, you can't really have...
It's true. Right. All right, take it away.
Polly wants a cracker. Think I should get off her first. Think she wants some water to put out the blowtorch. Is it me? Have a seat. Let me clip your dirty wings. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself. Have some throw. Haven't told. Promise you. Haven't true. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself. And Polly wants a cracker. Maybe she would like some food. She asked me to untie her. Chasing me, nice for a few. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clip your dirty wings. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself. Got some rope, haven't told. Promise you, haven't true. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself.
Polly said. Polly says her back hurts. She's just as bored as me. She caught me off my guard. Amazes me the will of instinct. Is it me? Have a seat. Let me clip your dirty wings. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself. Got some rope. Haven't told. Promise you. Haven't true. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself.
Oh, that's awesome. You are listening to Studio Sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. We got the best of Nirvana Pod here in the studio. Wear a freaking mask. We'll be back with more from them, and we'll hear more about School of Rock Chapel Hill and what they've got ongoing and coming up. That's coming up next after this. It's 6:19. Back with more. 6:20 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you live in 97.9 The Hill Studios. We are live and local this hour. Another round of Studio Sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more information on what they've got going on, including classes, group lessons, individual instruction, in-person, online, anything you want. They got summer camps coming up just around the corner. Already time to start thinking about that. But right now, we're in the studio with the Best of Nirvana Pod. And guys, thank you so much for being here. And again, we're focusing on Unplugged Nirvana, and it really is sounding fantastic. Y'all are great.
Thanks for having us.
So I want to get to the next song, because we got a couple more to get to, and the music's fantastic. But I want to know your thoughts about regular Nirvana versus Unplugged Nirvana, because you've done both, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are like what's the difference? What do you prefer? Yeah, Victor.
Well, I prefer playing Unplugged, and the reason for that is just that I have an acoustic, and it's just a lot easier to be heard, you know, when everyone else is also playing acoustic.
Yeah.
It's,
I feel like the logistical reason. That's a good one.
Unplugged is a lot simpler, and tends to sound better without without as much fiddling, technically.
Other thoughts on this?
I like the normal Nirvana better, mainly because it's a lot of fun to play with their kind of sound. It's a lot of distortion, but it's a lot more than just distortion to really find that Nirvana sound.
Yeah. I like the fact that they were able to, like, capture some of that distortion in the Unplugged anyway, but yeah, like, you can go all the way with it. It's cool. Other thoughts?
Both are great, but with acoustic, you just really get to feel the song. Every note, every lyric, you can feel it in your heart and soul. So it's just great to hear those songs.
Well, let's hear another one. This is also going to be off the Unplugged album. What are we going to hear next?
It's going to be Dumb.
All right.
Oh, God.
But what's the song, though?
That's what the song is called.
All right. Take it away.
I'm a black girl, but I can pretend. The sun is gone, but I have a light. The day is done, but I'm having fun. I think I'm dumb, or maybe just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. My heart is broke, but I have some glue. Help me inhale and mend it with you. We'll float around, hang out on cloud. Then we'll come down and have a hangover. Have a hangover. Have a hangover. Learned, wish me luck, soothe. not like them, but I can pretend. The sun is gone, but I have a life. The day's done, but I'm having fun. I think I'm done, or maybe just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. I think I'm dumb.
Awesome. You're listening to Studio Sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. Wear a Freakin' Mask is the name of the band. They're the best of Nirvana Pod. We have got one more from them, and we'll hear from David Joseph, the owner and general manager of School of Rock Chapel Hill, when we come back in 60 seconds on 97.9 The Hill. 6:26 is your time. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, we got primetime in the ACC. Dave Nathan breaking down sports news for you, as always, on Wednesday night. This hour, though, we are live and local, especially live because it's another round of studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. Monthly feature here during Live and Local, featuring the students of the School of Rock Chapel Hill. Today, we are joined by Kat Spencer, Connor, Braden, and Victor. Together, they are the best of Nirvana Pod. Wear a freaking mask. We got one more from them coming up in a couple of minutes as we focus on the Unplugged album. If you know the Unplugged album, you might be able to figure out where we're going to end this. But before we get to that, David Joseph is with us as well, the owner and general manager of School of Rock Chapel Hill. David, thanks as always for being here. You got to be super proud of these.
Aaron, thanks as always students. For having us. And the answer is yes, I am super proud of this group of students. They have worked really hard. They sound great together. As we've just heard, and we will hear, and so pleased.
Yeah, love it. So what's going on at School of Rock? What should folks know?
We are doing everything we can do to keep music alive in Chapel Hill. As you said earlier, we have got in-person and online lessons and group programs going on. As you know, the holidays are coming up, and so we've got a couple of special offers I'd like to mention. You know, something we do every year.
What if
year
I say
is,
no?
No.
That's it. No, we're done. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
See
you. Good night, everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. You know, December is the time to give the gift of music, and so if you sign up your young musician, your favorite musician, an older musician, we will waive all registration fees for the month of December. We have gift certificates available. We are offering something special. It's a 4-lesson immersion pass if you just want to try it out. 4 45-minute lessons for the low, low price of $100.
Love
Check it.
It
out. And as you alluded to before, we are already in the process of selling summer camps for 2021. And in fact, with the special we ran last month, we are 25% sold out of spots for that summer for those summer camps. So
people like especially excited about summer camps this year because like everything was kind of off and weird this year. So next year is going to be that much more exciting.
I've got to believe, and there's a vaccine coming, and we're going to be having a much better summer this year.
Yep,
and so actually, we've got a special coming up starting Black Friday, which is November 27th through the following Friday. If you sign up for one of our summer camps on our website and use the coupon code THANKFUL2020 at checkout, you will save $125 off the price
Love
of
it.
Every camp that you sign up for. And then finally, we have another set of shows coming up, our final end of season shows. There'll be a live stream performances from the Cat's Cradle on Sunday, December 13th, and those will be the Best of Nirvana crew that you have here, plus another pod, the Best of Green Day, Angels and Demons, and Hear the Rainbow, and that's going to be the full set of songs that they've been working on since August. It's going to be another great event from the Cradle, and we're so thrilled to be able to perform there on a live stream.
Yeah.
You know,
those
keep
live streams have been so good, haven't they?
They really do a professional job between the sound and the lights and the video. and the that we had Smoke on the stage, mm-hmm. you know, around Halloween time, which was a lot of fun. I've seen some of their other shows. They've got RBG cardboard cutout standing in the back of the stage, and I'm hoping we can have her there with us December 13th. But we also have a new show season that begins in January.
Right.
So as soon as this one's over, another set of shows are going to start. So now is the time to get your kids signed up. We've actually been taking registrations and getting people figured out what nights they're going to be rehearsing. And it's going to be another exciting season at School of Rock Chapel Hill.
Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there and find out more if you want to catch that live stream show. The Cradle streams it on their website. That's catscradle.com, and that's coming up on Sunday, December 13th. And you will hear, among many other great bands, these folks from the best of Nirvana. And we're going to hear one more from the five of you, and this is going to be ending where it ought to end, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So who's on vocals for this one?
I am.
You are?
Yes.
All right. Tell us about this song. This is one of my favorite songs. So
it's an amazing song.
It's so good.
I think the best ending song ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
All right. Take it away.
Ponds where the sun don't ever shine, I'd shiver the whole night through. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine, I'd shiver the whole night through. Her husband was a hard-working man, just about a mile from here. His head was found in a driving but his body never was found. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me where did you sleep last night? In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine, I'd shiver the whole night through. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine, I'd shiver the whole night through. My girl, don't lie. Last night, in the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine, I'd shiver the whole night through. My girl, where will you go?
Awesome. Again, you can catch them again on Sunday, December 13th at the live stream show from the Cradle, catscradle.com, for more on that, including the link to the live stream, but much more from School of Rock Chapel Hill online at chapelhill.schoolofrock.com. Cat, Spencer, Connor, Braden, Victor, thank you so much. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
David Joseph, thank you so much as well. See you next time.
Thanks again, Aaron. This is all great as always. Thank you.